It's Nick Johnstone. I'm senior reporter at EG. I'm joined by Patrick Nelson, who is the executive vice president for real estate at WeWork. He oversees Europe, Israel, and Australia for the company. Now, WeWork has got the property industry talking probably more than any other kind of major startup, mainly because of the amount of office leasing that it's doing in central London. The two largest deals of the half year have been to WeWork. I mean, that's a huge sort of vote of confidence from you guys in the sort of central London serviced office market. Can you just talk me through why you're able to do such significant deals?
I think the best answer to this is to really think about what the end user experience is. So we call all of our, right now we have 15,000 members, and we call them members who occupy in our space. We have 15,000 members just in London. And I think what the user has very clearly expressed a desire for is, on a simple level, in terms of things like the real estate, a desire for greater flexibility in, you know, ability to grow, ability to be mobile, an ability about sort of something like license. We call it license agreements, but call it lease length. These things are really driving the way that they operate on a real estate level. I think it's a much more significant level what these members are hungry for, and we see it across not just in London, but really across our entire global platform, which is now about 130,000 members and growing very rapidly, is that there's an instinctive desire for things that you want out of your office space experience and your work experience, which is no interest in sort of being lonely, no interest in being bored, and ultimately striving for a desire to be part of something that's much greater than yourself and to be part of a community and part of a very positive energy, which is working very hard, working thoughtfully, and working towards something that is sort of has meaning. And I think originally millennials had the loudest voice on this part, but ultimately it's instinctive qualities that these tap into, and that's sort of what we're seeing from the member user. So I think in terms of demand sort of on the market, we obviously occupy in all mature locations above 90% full, and that continues to increase. Demand for the office market in London and really across the world, we see that we're really at the sort of very beginning of that. And I feel like the real estate market is sometimes historically slow to move, and I think this is filling in a gap ultimately focused on the end user.
The scaling up has been so rapid. Where does your sort of growth path take you next, if you like?
Sure. So I think the best way to look at that is if you think about the supply of what exists in the market and saying that a lot of that user experience isn't quite satisfactory yet, and it could certainly be tweaked and improved. I also think, so that's one piece, and again, I think we're right at the very beginning. I think also in terms of the demand, you have not just small businesses and entrepreneurs, which we had sort of originally, we've seen that the company membership base has evolved, and now it includes, slightly larger businesses, call it 20, 50, 100 people. And a significant portion of our new membership base is what we call enterprise clients, which is companies over 500 people. The constant feedback that we get is to be able to attract and retain the best people in a WeWork is easier than it was in any other space that people have been in. So I think when you have that combination, you say, okay, what's the size of the supply? But more importantly, what do people actually want? And that's flexibility on the right level, but really a sense of community, a sense of ability to be able to attract and retain. But let me say this, actually. Something which I think is of interest is that we're very fortunate that we're the largest player in this sort of new global platform market. And I think it's a really important thing for everybody to understand that the real estate that we work, the best way to think about it is effectively as a gateway into the platform. And what the platform is set up to enable and empower all of the businesses that exist within our space. And whether that means they need, obviously, easy real estate piece, that's kind of number one. They also need benefits to operate their business. They need how to do tax returns, accounting, all of the stuff that you're not really interested in doing but has to be done to operate your business. we can provide those with either preferred third-party providers that will offer it at like a very heavily discounted premium, but also at a high professional service. And then on the, call it kind of three levels. On the third level, we're talking about businesses that have a marketplace that they can advertise their services, but they can also use and work with other members. And so we see a lot of members that are working together. On this, I mean, that's kind of that community piece. But another angle is that we've effectively become, in many ways, a data company that says this is an incredibly attractive demographic of the growing labor market that has never been correctly grouped together under one umbrella. And the way that our members behave, we can really get a good feel for that across the entire world, and we can start to establish best practice. And I think that that data accumulation combined with the fact that we're vertically integrated means that we're starting, you know, because we are kind of first mover, we're starting to learn from ourselves, and we have a bigger data set than anybody else has. And that is something that we obviously recognize the benefit of. And truthfully, when we started out, it was kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of work without the data set. And now that we're getting the data set, we start to be able to just feed it back in. And that's a humongous advantage. And we enjoy the benefits of that. The biggest issue that I have right now is that I don't have enough desks to members. We don't have enough desks to satisfy member demand. So it's a case, and there's a couple of things. It's a case, well, let me say, first of all, we doubled last year, we'll double this year, and we'll effectively double next year. But it's a case, it's a combination of things. We have a great model that the longer a WeWork member has been with us, the more likely they are to stay, which I think is pretty unusual and you know, a new phenomenon in this space. That combined with the growing diversity of demand that we have, and that's across industry, but that's also across kind of like business maturity and size. So let's say somebody like Facebook comes in, if they're saying to us, you know, instead of 50 desks, we actually want to take 500 desks, and that's without using the example of Facebook, because I don't want to, like I said, I don't want to name any enterprise specifically. But if they're coming in and they're saying, we want to take a large amount of space with a large member, I want to make sure that we maintain the community feel of small startup companies as long with the larger member companies.
Yeah, and look, Patrick, in real estate terms, what would you say to the landlords who are slightly fearful that there's a bit of a kind of bubble going on here, that serviced offices have always been something of a kind of tenant of last resort? What's your take on that kind of point of view?
I think at some point the proof is in the pudding of the deal, the landlords that we've done deals with. Obviously not just in London, but all across the world. And you know who those landlords are. I mean, it's Blackstone, Brookfield, British Land, GIC, Prudential. These are a combination of different conservative levels of landlords. But I think ultimately I would take this back to what's the desire of the end user. And I think we're fortunate that ties into an evolution of the labor market that says a lot more of the labor market, some of the most attractive people, they're very mobile, they're picky, they want to have an experience that they enjoy. And if that user experience of the employee and that user experience of the owner of that business is, I want greater flexibility and I want a space that, relatively speaking, to a normal office space is much cheaper, it becomes a very compelling proposition. So this, I think, is you know, this is more than anything, this is a continued evolution of the office market. And I think what's happened in the past has been effectively trading on space efficiency and space flexibility. And we've taken it to a much further level. And really, you know, the foundation of our business and the core of our business is very much that platform and that community. And I think we're fortunate we have a global basis for that. This is something that's new and compelling.
Okay, Patrick, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us.
Nick, a real pleasure.
Thanks.